Yeah, it's my shit, nigga. It's my motherfucking birthday. What's good?
I'll let you have it today. I'm not gonna say
nigga,
nothing.
I announce this shit every week, nigga. It's on a cut podcast, nigga. It's Shaw with the Raw, nigga with the hair like I'm rhyming. Go stream that shit, nigga. It's my motherfucking birthday. These are my motherfucking co-hosts. It's Maurice Anthony.
Yes.
The nigga that got your bitch bucking Anthony's. Sounding like mac and cheese. Squish, squish, nigga.
Ew, yeah. What? Okay, whoa.
Squish God.
Squish God.
That's disgusting.
Squish God. You feel me?
Oh,
and it's Morgan Alexis.
Hello, everyone. It's
and
girl.
My nigga Vince in the building.
Period. The precious of old town. Josh Pepper and
I would like to start off this podcast with a...
We already started, brother.
I would like to restart it then with a podcast.
You are already
I'm on 10. It's my shit.
I would like to restart it with...
It's the shock pod.
A question that I asked on Facebook some years ago. I want to ask it here. See how people... would react.
Let's hear. Let's go.
It's a late night.
I don't like how this is starting already.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, I don't like how this is already starting.
You at home. It's humble. It's wholesome. You at home with your partner. And your partner says that they want to do the thing. The thing, right?
You're trying to fuck.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Bumping uglies is what they call it, you know, in the old days. Bumping uglies.
Yeah, so, you know.
Heated fellowship.
The yearners start meeting. Y'all make it to the bedroom, whatever, and they're like, all right, I'm going to put some music on real quick. I'll be right back.
Are you a music guy?
I am.
You like turn on that.
Hold on, wait. Before we jump into that. Wait, before we jump into that.
Okay, I'm letting you guys finish.
Right. We getting back to that.
They go put the music on, and this will come on. What do you do?
What do you do? I start crawling up to the bed like a dog. To be honest,
I'm turning the fuck up. I'm turning the fuck up in that shit. What?
And you jump on top.
What? Yeah.
Okay. No.
Come on.
That's really funny.
You are ridiculous.
I'm turning the fuck up in that shit.
I'm turning the fuck up.
What if that really happened though? You walk in with a shorty and she start playing that.
I'm like, you want it like that.
I'm gonna beat her shit out the frame. Out the frame.
Y'all know the meme that started after Jay-Z went on the Grammys where it was like, yo, if I send you this mean I'm finna tell the truth. If you play DMX, I'm assume you wanna see if I got that dog in me.
Period.
Yeah.
Shout to the goat.
Yeah. Hey, low-key.
Yeah, we need you to open your present.
Facts.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, okay, vocals.
Yeah. I'll only sing on your birthday. Well, you know, whatever.
Hold on, what's in the bag? Oh, the
real
trony, cute.
Real cute.
That's
yes.
Well, we got another thing in here. I feel
real
it.
Cute. Good
for you.
Yes, sir.
And I'm dead. It's the Masson, nigga.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we knew.
Yes,
I kind of figured you would be getting that.
Now, I will. Facts. I will let y'all know. That cake, y'all can have the cake.
Oh,
not like chocolate,
some.
Right?
Oh, thank God. Do you mind, bro? I could do it off cam. I do want a slice.
I'm not big into sweets.
Yeah.
Everybody
knows
that.
You know what?
I knew that
about
you. That's true.
I'm not a big sweets person.
That's true.
We're going to have it, though.
Listen, we celebrate with cake around this bitch.
Okay, wait. Let me get back to that. I got a wild text. Let me get back to that.
Yeah, I saw you lean back. I was like,
yeah.
Lean back. Hey, I was on my Fat Joe. Hey.
Shout out to Fat Joe.
Okay, so you didn't write
Joseph.
Nothing down. So what are we talking about?
I didn't
about
write
today?
Stuff down. I don't know what you're
no,
talking
hold
about.
No, hold on.
Okay, let's go.
Let me get back to that. You a song type nigga?
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
It's so essential.
Well, first of all, yes. But secondly, no. Here's the thing, though. I don't fucking silence, nah, nigga. What's up with you, man?
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
I'm
sorry.
It ain't gonna be silence.
I mean, right, but like... I mean, seriously, though.
I'm neurodivergent. I need shit going on in the background. Like
that
you,
ain't enough for you?
No.
Hell no. That's
because
too quiet.
Because, no, because seriously, the sound is associated with what I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? So it's not background noise. It's front ground. I'm doing the thing.
Yeah, literally. It's not. There's
now,
nothing
wait, hold
in
on.
Because
listen, you the nigga that turn the TV and everything off when you go to sleep, though, ain't you?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Okay.
You know I
say.
Watch Dark Knight every night. Yeah, I'm Batman.
Ladies, if you want a date... Shakir,
I gotta respect
just
that.
Know.
I turn on.
You watching that every night?
That makes me feel a lot better about me watching the same thing every night. Anyway,
yo, I turn that shit on every night. I'm like, yeah, let me watch. I'm probably gonna go home and watch that shit tonight just cause. Like, yeah, let me get Dark Knight Rises. Let me get Dark Knight Rises, nigga. Let me see Bane talk to that nigga. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And then let me watch the nigga overcome some shrug. He came out the slums.
That's like a 3-hour movie. This man.
Yeah, that's a little wild.
I don't make it through the whole movie, nigga.
On a weeknight,
it do be the first. Probably 30 minutes, and then I wake up like, ah, damn,
it's bad, bro.
You know, I wake up, I'm like, this nigga doing push-ups in the motherfucking prison. Yeah, he finna turn up.
Yeah, he just getting ready to make it out that cave.
Yeah, like
that's crazy.
You're a little too calm today. No shots, like, you know, where's the energy at? It's kind of weird for me.
Hold
on,
first off,
I thought you come in here just swinging.
First off, I didn't crack it yet.
Okay,
I was about to crack this because the thing is,
I love Patron.
I should wild out and drink this whole shit on stream.
You should. We should start streaming. No, I want to start streaming so bad. I'm not going to lie. I really want to start.
Oh, wait. Be content creators. Tell them to let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
I'm dead. Yeah, let us know.
Y'all,
in the
let
comments.
Us know in the comments if we should start streaming.
Yeah, why
but
don't
even
we
if
live
you say
streaming?
No, we're probably going to stream at some point anyway. But
she said, just cause she said, fuck y'all, nigga.
I'm
we streaming
very honest.
Anyway.
I'm an honest bitch. Sorry.
It's the uncut. We're going to cut that.
Are we going?
It's the cut podcast.
Y'all know if I'm gonna cut something, I look at the clock real quick, just like that. That's when you
wild.
Know. Just watch my face. If I'm doing
so
like
when
this,
when I say something wild,
yeah, and you see me look like that.
Just watch me talk, and then they gonna watch the cut. Like, oh, they
listen,
cut
I
that.
Love it. Can you get me a piece, dear?
Where was we?
Thank
at?
You.
Yo,
music.
First
so you don't play no music when you get into it.
All right, I will say this. I will say this. Recently. I ain't gonna drop no dates, times, or nothing.
Y'all can
well,
figure
I will
it out.
Drop a time.
Okay.
I did get home. It was late, probably 3 a.m. Uh-huh. I knew I was bugging because I went to the living room the next day to turn on the TV. I turned on the TV. The TV was on 50.
What?
The music was
oh, my
banging.
God. That's
it
crazy.
It was 3 a.m.
What?
It was 3 a.m. The TV was banging. I was like, yeah, my neighbors probably
They probably hate you so bad. Oh, my God.
Cause like I said, it sound like Waka in that bitch. Round of applause.
You are such a slur. It's ridiculous. Thank you, dear.
Drop it. Hey.
Listen.
Yo, I'm finna take it. Yo. What up? Oh, okay.
But no, yeah. So I'm just like really surprised you're so, you know, chill.
Yo, cause I was teed up yesterday. I drank.
Oh yeah, how was your birthday week? You have a good time? Your weekend? And you do anything interesting?
I watched
Thank you, dear.
I watched
Give me a little
piece. So what day? Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Friday night I seen Flux Pavilion.
Oh, yeah. How was that? How was that?
That
I heard
shit
about
was
that.
Litty.
I heard it was going to be fire, yeah.
That shit was Litty. It was at Cotillion. That was mm-hmm. Litty. Mm-hmm. Then Saturday I watched
that's good.
The boxing match. I watched Ryan Garcia
mm-hmm.
versus Devin Haney.
Mm-hmm.
That was an upset, right?
Oh, Lord.
I heard that fight was an upset. I don't know nothing about
too.
These boxers. None of you niggas say nothing to me. I didn't follow this shit. I just heard from a nigga that the nigga who was expected to win did not win.
I didn't hear that.
He didn't, and I'm still mad about it.
Did you lose a little? You're in a mean
I ain't bet no bread.
Okay, that's good.
But
at least you didn't do
if
that.
I did, niggas would have to get it in blood. They'd have to beat me up for that bread.
Yeah, okay. Because
I'm not
that.
Giving up that bread. Thank you.
What's the most what's the most you would ever bet on something though? Like
I had recently had 200 and I still
okay, that's not bad.
But niggas don't have to beat me up for that bread because that was fake and they know it.
Fake bread. But yeah. This week we had a lot of dissing. That's one thing we've had quite a bit. How y'all been paying attention and keeping up?
I'm bored with that. I don't care.
Really? Well, okay, what's the last diss you heard?
I heard Chris Brown versus Quavo and he bodied that nigga.
He did.
He had a nigga on plea.
Did you hear round one or round two? Because it's round two at this point. So.
I ain't hear Quavo's
there are
diss.
Four disses in the
there's four
disses right
within.
I did hear.
There's a playlist
Chris
of disses
Breezy
right
been
now.
Bugging.
He went crazy on me.
Whoa. Because I did hate. So last episode, I said some shit. I'm going to take it back right now. Yo, that nigga Chris Brown was snapping on that shit. I had
he was bugging.
He was snapping.
Bars is up.
Bars
was
up.
And it, well, no wait. I think I was making fun of Quavo for sing rapping.
Yeah,
Quavo
on his response didn't sing a thing.
He didn't sing
at
all.
Well, he did toward the end, but I mean, he rapped for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I respect that. Yeah,
yeah. He
yeah. Vince also has wings.
Yeah, that he made.
What?
Wings for you that he made.
Oh shit! Yeah, turn me up.
Shakir, turn me up.
Yo, shout out to Cass.
Yeah,
shout out to Cass. Miss you, girl.
Where are you bodies from?
Wow. Here,
you know,
why are you always hating on
I knew that was coming.
That's
you knew that
crazy.
Was coming.
If you knew it was coming, then why are you surprised?
Mm.
You know I got to hate.
Sometimes I like you to spice it up and switch it up sometimes.
I
hate.
I never switch up on a nigga.
I love switching how being up. Nice and spicing it up. We got to name my kitchen so I can tell
Vince's Kitchen?
Please do.
It's a second one. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that. I just had steak.
Listen, okay.
Come on, yo. Bougie nigga. It's my B-Day. I had steak.
Shout out to you.
With three different types of... I had mustard seeds. Oh, come on. Horseradish and some other sauce with some onions and some cheese.
Listen, okay. The finer things in life is what you do. Better living.
Hey, man. Hey, you know we ball.
Listen. Bye. You know, anyway, hey, so B-Day. Y'all don't care about these disses. This disses is crazy.
Hold on.
Okay.
Tell him about the black girl.
Oh, God. Okay, so...
Y'all was at Norton's?
Yes. Well, so we had to go up there for business purposes. But we'll tell y'all you about off the pod.
Y'all ran into Logan?
That's hilarious, because Logan do be there.
Logan be there
with a black girl?
I mean, maybe. I was just saying, Logan be at...
Logan be at Norton's all the time.
Well, when we went into Norton's, there was a black girl at the door. Shout out to her. And when we left, she was doing her job. She was like, y'all don't want to stay and have beer slushies or whatever? I whipped around and said... I'm broke as hell, girl.
You be quick to listen.
Morgan was like, but you good at your job, though.
I did. I leaned into it. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
I'm dead, but
sometimes I lean into it, okay?
Yeah, she was doing a job. Shout out to her.
She was Logan on Sunday.
She
was a black blonde. We fucked with those.
Shout out to Logan. Shout out to Logan.jpg.
I was with Sue and Rich. We went to Dempsey's.
Oh, yeah.
And we walked right up, and I'm like, here this nigga go.
Y'all be outside.
He was right with his mom. I was like, yo, what's good, bro?
I've never been to Dempsey's. Is it good?
You never been to Dempsey's? When
would I go to Dempsey's?
It's funny. Dempsey's one of those places where you don't have to go. You've probably had it. Because I've had Dempsey's. I've just never eaten.
I've never had Dempsey's,
but you never been?
Uh-huh. It's weird.
How?
I just had it.
DoorDash.
Oh, okay. I've lived.
Yo, come on.
She reminds me every day that I've lived 1,000 lives.
Explore. This is why I gatekeep. Because niggas like this.
Listen, this is why I get you. This is why I'll be telling you where I go when I have my little spots.
You don't go nowhere.
Okay.
You don't go
my
nowhere.
Little burgers I'm posting on the gram. I keep that to myself.
Don't nobody care about them Burger King burgers.
You be in my inbox. Oh, where you go, sis?
Well, you post some gas. Once every 6 meals.
Listen. I'm getting my living up.
Turn my shit up.
Better living. I'm getting living better up around here.
Hey, we living better now.
So we heard Quavius is this, y'all.
Don't call him that.
Six meals is 2 days, by the way. So, I mean, if every 3 days she posts some heat, that's pretty good average.
Isn't 3 meals a day a lot of food? That's a conversation, by the way.
Do y'all really eat 3 meals a day?
I don't know why they recommended that. That's like way too much food.
I mean, first off, you do need to eat your breakfast.
Yeah.
But I'm never eating 3 meals a day, though.
I don't think I haven't since I was an adult. I've never.
I eat two.
Yeah, maybe I don't feel like one. 3 meals a day.
I eat one big one.
Yeah. That's some blanket shit.
Like, I'll eat a big ass meal at 12. Where I can just eat all day on it.
So nigga, I eat when I'm hungry. You heard?
You follow your you know, rhythm in your body. Love that.
My chakras is aligned.
Please don't start the crystal stuff. Anyway, like I said, Quavius came back and he did his thing. He killed Chris Brown with
his... No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. I ain't even heard it, and I can tell you he didn't.
Maurice.
Because he had him on plea.
Maurice, can you vouch?
He already lost the battle. Chris Brown dropped a diss where this nigga was like, no, bro, I'm just playing. I'm sorry, big bro.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right.
He lost. That's over. I didn't need to hear.
He did start the diss with that.
I damn near didn't even need to hear the diss song after that. He said, I'm sorry, big bro. I was like, okay, yeah, I don't need to
hear this. Morgan's point was, Quavo said something about that alluded to Chris Brown having gotten into an incident where he almost hit Teyana Taylor.
Yes, there was a story that came out.
Chill on.
He got
Tiana.
Chill on
that. Ain't nobody, don't nobody need to hear.
Tiana, let me tell you something.
Anyway, I need.
If the story, and I'm gonna just tell you, if that's the story, I don't believe it because Teyana Taylor came out and did a whole goddamn Instagram live on Jeremiah.
Well, if y'all remember, to give y'all some context.
About what?
Oh.
Dogging my dog.
Nah, well, dogging.
Yeah, for sure, dogging.
He wasn't. Why? He was being a weirdo on
tour. Like
this
he
is
was
her
like
words.
Okay.
It wasn't no sexual harassment shit or shit like that. I don't know nothing about it. I'm just telling you what Teyana Taylor said. Teyana Taylor said he was being this and that, and he was being a diva and taking stage time away from her.
I bet he was.
He was trying to make it seem like she was opening up for him type shit. And she was like, wasn't that.
But either way, the point that I'm trying to make is, without going over that again, is She went up on that nigga. She would have went up on Chris motherfucking Brown. That's for one.
Chris Breezy,
and for two, Tiana Taylor is not no bitch. I think she would have just thrown hands with Chris fucking Brown.
Well, the reason they're saying that this story has credence is because they're I don't know if y'all remember, there was a story in the news where Chris Brown and Usher had gotten into a fight or a scuffle or whatever. And it was a brouhaha. And apparently he was in front of like defending Tiana Taylor, which is the argument that they got into. That's what they that's what the streets are saying.
Does Usher got hands? I don't feel like
I don't know. I don't know.
Usher, baby.
Usher knows some shit. I'm sure Usher knows some shit.
I feel
shit.
Like he knows some, like, some judo or something.
Yeah. For sure.
Chris a thug, though. He a blood.
Yeah.
He probably just got straight hands.
He just got straight. What does that mean?
Like, he just gonna beat you up with that.
Oh, okay. Listen, I'm an old child. But, yeah.
Yeah, RT, keep up. Damn.
You know, I'm leaning into it. But
that's why I'm 26 again. What you trying to do? Oh.
Say what you're saying.
Remember the episode where you talked about Eminem having hands?
Yeah. Oh.
Do you think a regular or a nigga with just regular street hands could beat him up?
No.
No, probably not.
No, yeah. because he really know boxing. He really was trained by a world class trainer. No, he can't beat. Nobody beating Eminem up. That's why he ain't got beat up. We don't know if Usher really knew no judo.
True. I'm sure he knows something with all the flips and stuff that he's done.
I'm sure a nigga got some defense, but yeah. I don't really think the nigga got hands.
Well, okay. I would love to see
I'm hating all right. Little bit too. I don't know, but
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying not to get chicken grease all over this mic.
I'm sure he can defend himself.
So here's my thing.
As a grown man should.
Well, take it out of a grown man and take it into superstardom because, you know, the niggas
Usher.
Well,
they got bodyguards and shit. They don't need to.
Yeah, but bro, I mean, at the end of the day, bro, you're not always with them niggas. I think it would be smart. Don't you think so? Don't you think it would be smart that if you got to a certain status to at least know some shit?
No, I know. Yeah, like
for sure.
I'm sure. And again, we don't know. But I would be very surprised because, all right, there's a video out right now. The infamous, because it's actually really funny. The famous video with Jamie Foxx and Denzel Washington. Yeah. Right. If you watch that whole video, there's a part in there where Jamie Foxx talks about how he ran down on Denzel just to say what's up.
Right.
But Denzel, like, got that nigga in, like, a Viking
grip
or some
shit. Denzel from the Shy.
Oh, yeah, but, like, that's not a Shy move. That's a nigga I know how to fight.
I know some shit. Yeah,
you ain't seen The Equalizer?
I was going to bring that up because of certain
tasks. You got to think niggas like Tom Cruise. You think Tom Cruise, you can just beat Tom Cruise up? Probably not, nigga. He knows some shit. He has to do four Mission Impossibles.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the other thing I was taking into account. I don't know what movies or whatever Usher has done, but whatever.
Usher in any movies?
Yeah, he is. They were not nothing of note.
It's a high school movie where they locked themselves in. There's that.
Wait, what is
and
it?
He did Not Another Teen movie. He was in that too. Like little roles like that. Nothing major.
But he also dances his whole ass off for an hour and some change without being tired, so we gotta have good stamina.
For sure.
On top of that, bro, like I mean just general training, just not training but working out and shit like that. Boxing is just a working out thing that some most men do because they want
to
feel, you know, manly. So I mean
gotta be about man, you just gotta be a shape.
It don't always gotta be about that. I'm talking about just certain niggas. So I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this nigga was like throwing him on the pads. Like, I don't think you should beat that nigga up, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I just feel Chris got to be bigger than Usher though too.
Taller, yeah, but you also got to think like, in the nigga's older.
Yes,
Usher is
not by that much.
How old is Usher? 40 something.
He's like early 40s, like 41, 42, something like that.
And he's like got at least 10 years on Chris Brown.
He does. Yeah, that's true.
But he's in the greatest shape of his life. So that's what I'm saying. That means experience, right?
Chris Brees just offered a tour as well. But yeah, you're right.
That means he could be doing backflips on stage.
And Chris Brown don't be singing all his songs on stage. Nigga be letting the crowd sing all his songs.
He's more focused on the dance aspect.
I was saying that to say that nigga's stamina ain't what that nigga used to be able to give you with an hour show with just him. That nigga give niggas breaks and shit like he a rapper or something. Like, he doesn't. So I'm just saying, if you're talking about stamina, breath control, all that shit, it fares into a fight. It does.
I feel like Chris is beating up Bush.
So you just think the 3-0, that nigga knocking him the fuck out type shit?
I don't
shit.
Know about that.
Okay. Because I feel like Usher going to have some fight.
He definitely going to. I mean, I hope. But they're probably putting their hands on Usher.
I guess so.
It's Usher. Like,
it is. I know he was getting ready to fight Offset. That was about to be a real fight. That was a real thing. He was on Chris Brown and Offset. They was really about to go to the nigga was getting addresses and shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the reason why the whole voicemail happened, because Quavius was trying to stop.
Call him in Quavo, please.
Quavius. Government name. Listen, I'm calling him by his government name. Is that okay?
No.
Quavius.
No.
You are such a hater.
We dropping govs? Damn.
Listen, we yes ma'am. By the way, I didn't realize that Gunna was the one that said yes ma'am. I found that out the other day. I'm slow. What? That Gunna was the yes ma'am nigga. I did not realize that. I'm slow.
Yo,
leave
what?
Me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
We've been saying that joke for a while.
I thought it was just some random nigga. I thought it was just some random nigga that said it.
Hey, chat. L's in the chat right now. L's in the chat right now.
You know what? I'll take the L. It is what it is, y'all. L's I seen that. I said, Gunna. And that was like the other day.
That was so funny. Yo, L's in the chat. Hey, big L's in the chat. Listen. Throw my L's in the chat.
You ain't shit. Listen, you ain't shit. But I did.
L's
for
in
real.
The chat.
I'm not going to
drop on Saturday. L's in the chat. Nigga.
So did we? Okay, so did you hear Drake's diss? His next diss?
I don't care.
With Tupac and Snoop Dogg on
that was
AI.
Whack. I don't care.
So that's strange to me. Why would you do that?
Explain it.
So Drake dropped a diss, and he had a feature from Tupac on the diss that was found out to be AI, which is obvious, the nigga's dead. And then he has Snoop Dogg as well, and his verse is AI. And Snoop Dogg came out on the gram and said, I didn't say that type of shit. Like, just looking in the camera like,
what
the fuck are you talking about type stuff. So how do we feel about AI in hip-hop?
Yo, give my nigga, I sent you this shit. What my nigga, who is that nigga? God damn it, who that YouTuber that was talking about this shit? Remember I sent it to you?
Curtis King.
Oh, God.
Yeah, get my nigga Curtis King. Yo, tap in, Curtis.
Please, no, we're not promoting him.
So, we talked about how Drake is on tour.
Yes. Drake is currently on tour with J. Cole.
Now, the first diss, you have a theory on that. What is your theory?
What was my theory on the first diss?
The first diss is AI. That's your theory.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing's AI. I don't think he rapped any of that because he's on tour. I think he wrote it and then put it in the AI engine and
the
then
drop and give me
put
50.
It out.
She thinks so just so we're clear what we're talking about.
Yeah, drop and give me 50.
And it's a good theory. If you listen to it, when I listen to it
really
sounded like a pitched up Drake
a little bit. It does.
That's why we thought maybe it was an old song and niggas is sped up or something.
Right.
So Morgan's theory is that song is AI. And then if you have the newest song, the AI Tupac verse, the AI Snoop Dogg verse, I'm going to live in a universe where Drake's verse on that is AI as well.
Yeah.
The only points I will give him in this is for drop and give me 50 because I kind of think that's a little smart. If you're on tour and you can't make it to a studio, it's your voice, you're writing it, you just can't record. I don't see no problem with having the voice rap your verse and then just send it to an engineer, throw it on a beat,
like,
and call it.
Damn.
The second one
AI?
Is weird.
That's where we're at right
now.
Game. Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't like AI being used in hip hop. I'm just saying if we're going to use it, here's where I draw
work
the line.
Smarter, not harder type shit.
Now,
GG.
The second one I don't like. Not only because the Tupac one is weird because Tupac is dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I could see it as being a response to, if we remember, the Tupac and Kendrick Lamar interview at the end of To Pimp a Butterfly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there's a whole video on YouTube right now. You can go search it. It went viral when it came out. Of Kendrick Lamar on stage with Snoop Dogg, Corrupt, The Game. I think Daz Dillinger might have been there. I'm not sure.
I think Daz was there.
West Coast Icons. Pretty sure E-40 was in the house.
Yeah, E-40 was there.
Ooh. Get passing the torch to Kendrick Lamar live on stage. So to then try to make a AI Snoop Dogg, which is weird anyway.
That's weird.
This nigga alive.
Very much so. And active.
The nigga got songs with him.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Him and Drake.
Snoop and Kendrick.
Snoop and Kendrick. I'm sorry.
I don't know how many. I know the one I know is on To Pimp a Butterfly. I don't know if there's any more.
Yeah, what was the point?
So it
and you think Snoop not riding for you,
hello?
Nigga.
But
here's the part that we haven't talked about. The beat is AI.
Yes, the beat's
AI.
The
beat
AI.
Is a Dr. Dre type beat.
Yes, that he typed in. He admitted that. Yes,
this
it's a Dr.
Lame.
Dre type beat.
That's why all the diss and shit is lame right now. I'm not fucking with rap right now.
Yeah?
Me neither.
No, it's whack right now. Rap is ass right now.
Yeah.
It's ass. I'm so uninspired.
Yeah.
These niggas ain't dropping nothing that make me be like, damn, I gotta hit the booth, nigga. And I ain't gonna say what did, because y'all, I'm not trying to hear y'all today. It's my day. It's my motherfucking
day. Yeah, you know, we're not even gonna go there.
Mm-mm. It's my motherfucking
day. The
only day,
thing
so
of note for me this year is Schoolboy Q's album. Everything else has been just kind of
I would like
hogwash.
To apologize to my co-host since this podcast doesn't care about battle rap. But...
Yeah, you're bugging.
I did want to bring this up only because we're talking about niggas dissing. So the battlers are dissing each other as well on
Song. Oh, yeah, we can talk about that.
I know you think that these, why are these niggas dissing?
My bad, I cut you off. Sue Surf? This nigga Sue was playing some gas Sue Surf.
He had some good songs.
His newer shit is all right.
It's good.
It was gas.
His older music wasn't that good.
I heard this nigga hot pitch ass on the beat. I'm like, I said, who is this? Nigga said, Sue Surf. I said, okay, I thought so.
So the battlers are on wax dissing each other. I guess Hitman Holla came out one day and said, hey, the niggas dissing each other is getting me inspired. I want to start dissing. So now everybody is going to grab beats, right?
We're good, Mr. Hitman.
So there's a new nigga rising in battle rap. His name is Moowop. I want to shout out Moowop. I've seen your battle with Prezi Dubs.
Did he
I wasn't a fan. That's no disrespect. I'm just letting you know that I didn't like this either.
The president
no disrespect to Moowop. But this is a diss he threw out where he is dissing Hitman, JC, Eunice, Geechee Gotti, Drugs, Bad News, Snake Eyes, etc., right? I want to play this, but I want to let you know before I play this that there is nothing but fire emojis in the chat for this.
Okay, let's see. Let's go.
Hey. When I played this off my phone speakers, I thought the song cut off. I kept rewinding it.
Oh.
I'm eating up all the whole song. Y'all keep the sample?
Yeah.
From a bunch of thot scheming rookies. KD, you ain't on the block where the crooks be. Not the one to try, you do not wanna push me. Snake, come outside, you should stop being pussy. Trenches brought these niggas back, now they popping. Game Riggs, come on the clock, now they
popping. That is hilarious.
No, sir.
Yeah, no, so sir. That's, yeah.
Next.
It's just that's a like lot a of nah. Song. Let me wash my hands.
I'm not a fan. The
rap is whack right now. I don't care about these disses. Nigga, ain't nobody really care. Like,
this is supposed to invigorate the culture, though. That's why I'm so surprised. Like,
I'm bored.
It's supposed to, but AI raps and shit. That's not what, that's not what the game goes. Nigga,
what happened to Boost in the tour bus?
I said that to Maurice. I said, well, he can record. There's ways for him to record on the road.
Niggas can't hit the motherfucking what's the shop? What's the what's the recording shop that niggas go to all the time?
Oh. I can't think of the name, but
what's the shit where niggas just go and don't buy nothing? What is that shit? I'm blanking right now.
I can't even think of it. But
What's the store you go buy the equipment from, nigga?
Guitar Center.
Yeah, we can't go to Guitar Center off the tour bus and get the laptop and buy the mic real quick. To diss somebody? Yeah, why we doing AI?
I see AI what you're saying.
Ass. Like, nigga,
AI is ass. AI is ass.
You in the city every somebody got a Guitar Center in that city, nigga.
I agree.
You ain't in Omaha.
No.
Again, that was the only way that I could see myself giving him a point for that. I'm
good on it.
I'm gonna be honest. I am not in the percentile of people who believe or ever believed that Drake just didn't write shitty rapped. So I believe he wrote that.
Yo,
that was his
wit. AI album. Fuck it. I'm finna produce crazy.
I'm just
dropping
saying,
more than this nigga.
If you want to split hairs, if you want to use like the AI shit, the way to use it is to use it with your voice, no?
Yeah. I mean, with that.
I just can't record for whatever reason, but I want to make, I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's
still sound off though, but you know what I mean? Like, it still don't even, like, I could tell it was AI as soon as I heard it.
I couldn't tell.
Drake got some songs where he sounded
I could tell it was not.
That's true.
You're just one of those things where I'm like, no, this is him. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if it didn't sound like, I was like, this is him. So, I mean, I had a question, though.
And damn, now we finna be confused, because now we ain't gonna know what is real. Like, tell me if it's real or if it's fake.
That's why I don't like AI, to be honest, because the lines is blurred. Like,
can we just get back to not paying painters and
well,
here you go. Anyway.
I will say, so this is what I'll say.
Hey, let's get back to that. I have
my own joke to myself that Kendrick Lamar is off fucking feeding camels and fucking.
I ain't worried about this shit.
You know,
got a yarmulke on. He black Israelite.
So you seen there's an episode of Black Mirror where it's the one where the nigga takes a nigga hostage in a field and they gotta go get the boss of the company and they gotta go way too far out. So I feel like that's Kendrick Lamar. I feel like a kid with a laptop is running up a hill right now. And Kendrick Lamar is like in a hut and he's like, Mr. Lamar, and Mr. Dot. And he's like, what is it? And he's like showing him this shit or whatever. And he's like, oh, damn. He's looking at the thing, whatever more interesting thing he has going on to the right of him. He's like, I would much rather do that. I'll get to this in a second. Because, dog, jumping out and just responding to Drake right now would be the dumbest shit in the world. That nigga is
He's gonna take his time.
That nigga is bored.
Are we getting a response at all, though? Do you think? Because he might not. He might not.
I don't think he cannot now.
Yeah, it's become a bigger thing. He started it and it's like a whole thing. Like, it's a bigger thing.
Started
it. You got niggas taking songs off and on.
Why do we need Drake versus Kendrick? I agree. That's not a good...
Well, in all fairness, it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet, but Drake is doing it all wrong. I feel like he's just fucking the whole shit up.
I think Drake is crashing out. Yeah. And this is evident because we saw this exact same thing happen when it was Drake versus Joe Budden. Joe Budden just kept dropping.
He just was crashing out. Five in a row. Ready to go.
And Drake was like, "Gonna rap for 20 minutes."
Yeah, but Drake allegedly can rap for 20 minutes.
I don't think
Drake can rap with Kendrick Lamar.
No,
but he's a great
either.
Rapper. Are we gonna say, like, I mean, we talked about this before.
Yeah, but like, come on, dog.
He be entertaining y'all. Drake is a really good rapper, dog.
Yeah, but he be on some bullshit. No, like, you're not finna rap with Kendrick, though.
No, you're on my level. Yeah,
I agree, but I also think he could give Kendrick a run for his money.
Yeah, true.
Off
be told,
Drake
ain't really killed a nigga.
To be honest, no.
If we're talking about rap styles, and yes, we're getting to the nerd part of this podcast.
No, I'm saying
if we're talking about rap styles, Drake is punchliney, and Kendrick is a whole lot of information.
Yes.
So what he says cut
really,
to the core.
The beef not really. It don't really got nothing because with them niggas just beefing because they want to. Like, I don't really care about. Beef when it's just, I just feel like I want to take a shot just cause. Like,
yeah, cause I'm bored.
Like, nigga, the Push and Drake beef was real.
That was definitely real.
His Drake's bitch was pillow talking.
Yes,
Push got the info. That's a good back and forth beef.
Yes,
I could make an argument that is a beef that was rap related that turned personal Pusha T's motive for dissing Drake was the fact that Drake didn't write his raps, so that
let's
is rap
that.
Related but you brought that up as an example to say that was real.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well,
because Push had real info.
Okay, well,
that's
right.
Real dissing. That's real beef.
Okay, so that's what you mean. Because when I said real, I thought you meant the fact that them niggas don't like each other in real life and want to fight. Like,
yeah, that too. That's real beef.
Okay.
Anything I done dissed or sneak dissed or done subbed, I don't like you.
Okay.
I don't fuck you.
So hold on, because if Pusha T it is from the school of rap is rap, this is this, that is that, and if he's dissing a nigga because of ghostwriting allegations, that is just rap, right? I don't mean I want to fight you. He didn't get personal with the nigga till Drake said something about his wife.
Yeah, that's true. And he exposed.
So that's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Yes, but all I'm saying is it started out one way and went somewhere else. So
that's
it could have.
That's
cool. So
but like,
you only liked it. Is that what you're saying? You only gave a shit about it once it got into a certain point because now it's like, oh, now there's a reason?
Because like, okay, Kendrick, I heard you. Like Kendrick when he did the shit where he was on with Big Sean before.
Yeah, I remember that.
Where it was just
control
verse.
Mm-hmm.
You just a whole bunch of niggas, not really. You just was like, ah, nigga, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
And it incited some shit.
He didn't say that. He just said, I'm trying to get y'all spot.
Yeah. Like and like nigga, like Kendrick and Drake is just two different niggas.
I just
don't understand. I don't like beef that don't make sense. Like, nigga, that would be like Pusha T dissing Playboi Carti.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird.
Like, nigga, what the fuck with Playboi?
So you think their rap is like on that level different?
Yes.
Okay.
Drake make music ball.
That's
or
true.
Or ball music. What the fuck are you dissing this nigga for?
Ball music is hilarious.
Okay, maybe that's where I got twisted around.
That's because I
you're
don't
right.
Really...
Drake's current music
what the fuck
is,
what is
not
he?
Good.
It's yeah. Shopping music for sure, like most
what?
Said.
However.
So what do we
now, I want to stop and say, and yes, I'm splitting hairs, but we're not talking about his music. We're talking about his rapping. We know he can make better shit than this. He has.
For sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But
he just didn't lose the ability
that,
to make good music.
But he don't do that no more. So
yes.
What the fuck are...
But
if
you,
this
but
was...
You heard Drop Give Me 50, right? Was that more... You don't think that was more of a callback to back-to-back and stuff like that?
To me, it was. I definitely got
I
that right away.
Back-to-back.
You said
like,
what?
I don't really like using back-to-back as an example.
Why?
The reason why I used it is because during that era, he was rapping well.
Yeah, that was his.
He was on fire. That was
he was
reading this
yeah.
too late. All
he
that.
Was.
Yeah, that was his like, reading
all summer
too late.
16 years.
Sure. So yeah, you was kind of rapping, but like, y'all just in two different lanes, K-Dot. Like, I just don't really care. Like, nigga, if you gonna shoot at a nigga rapping. Shoot at Push.
So is this a rap beef about numbers? Just because they the big three and they the most number, they have all them numbers? That's what this about?
Kendrick Lamar started this because he was commenting on J. Cole and Drake being buddy-buddy.
Yeah, because it's weird.
And what
to me? And nigga, it's weird for me.
Or, okay, it's not Kendrick, weird. J. Cole and Drake have been friends for years.
Okay, right. I guess you're right.
Okay, Kendrick, shoot at J. Cole.
He did.
Right.
Don't shoot at Drake. We don't care.
He did. He said, "Ain't no big three, it's just big me." He said some little slip in there or whatever. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Sure.
And then, I think a lot of that response
then
was
J.
to
Cole.
Cole
was pussy.
Yeah, I think that was mostly Cole. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because J. Cole, you should, if really, the beef should be J. Cole, K. Dot. That would be entertaining.
I agree.
It was that, and then, yeah.
And then like J. Cole then received it. Yeah.
J. Cole dropped a snoozer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then niggas was like, no. And then he had to drop out. And then now Drake got to take the mantle.
Nah,
no, nigga.
Wait, hold on. Niggas was like, that's not fair. Niggas really enjoyed that.
7 Minute Drill was a snoozer.
To you, yeah, but I'm saying
a lot of
like,
people
like
the rap.
Because 7 Minute Drill was a good power nap.
Niggas liked it, though.
Niggas did like it. Niggas
a lot of people
like
liked it,
it
though.
Yeah.
We got to be fair and say
Travis
that.
Liked it.
It was mad niggas
Shout
that liked
Travis.
It, bro. I was very enraged reading, like scrolling my timeline, seeing how many people was sucking the dick of this.
Oh, they loved it.
It was
yeah,
all light skinned niggas.
Yeah,
I'm weak.
Well, okay, I ain't gonna say all that, but I'm just
I'm
saying.
Weak.
I will.
But yeah, they was loving it outside.
That shit was whack.
I mean,
and like that's a nigga you should that would be a beef I care about. Kendrick K. Dot is just way too.
I don't think 7 Minute Drill was
whack.
I don't think that was whack.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Was it mid, bro?
It was definitely mid for me.
I'll take mid.
All right, it was Blue Dream.
You said what?
It was Blue Dream.
Okay,
every nigga got a pack of that.
I'm so weak because you're right.
Every nigga got a pack of that.
I'm just,
you can find
I'm
that Blue Dream
Blue
right
Dream
now.
Blue Dream is but hilarious.
You can get Blue Dream right now on the street for $20.
I am being very specific because I want to be fair.
I'll
listened
fair.
To it. I thought it was all right. I didn't think it was like.
It was decent. I didn't hate it. I listened to it. I was like, okay, it's cool.
So it was me. You were smoking again, but you were.
That's okay. That's why I was like, okay, it's mid. All right, cool.
You were smoking again, like, but you definitely. If you had a choice of some nigga with some gas and that, you definitely call a nigga with the gas first.
For sure.
So it's a Blue Dream.
Which is why I was probably removed from streaming.
No, remember, I love referencing this joke because it applies to so much. But y'all remember the Eddie Murphy joke where he was like, yeah, if you ain't 8 and 7 weeks and a nigga toss you a cracker, it's going to be the best
right.
cracker you ever had.
That's true.
This was some of the best rapping. J. Cole never rapped this way.
No,
ever.
I agree.
Before the fall off, off-season, I can't remember what the name of the album is. I'm sorry, but I do love that album. Before that album, he wasn't very good. So
he wasn't good
to hear
Forest
him,
Hills. I think.
But
what's the
after
one?
Forest Hills, he gave
us
your
Boris eyes Center.
I
guess
I
Boris,
like
Boris
Center.
Boris Center was okay.
Boris Center was cool.
Yeah, but even rapping
it was
wise,
midi.
It wasn't.
That
this.
Was Catch Up Dog, Can't Resist.
Yeah, that was on that record.
No,
also,
that was Forest Hill Drive. That was Forest Hill Drive. Yeah, it was. That was on Forest Hill. I hate it.
The rapping, either way, wasn't
He didn't
as
really
good.
Start rapping,
he
too.
He didn't start like the way he's like pattern switching and shit like that. Like he's on a
he's
different level.
Better.
Writing
he's gotten a lot better
right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think for J. Cole, I'd just be excited to hear that nigga not be ass that I don't
right.
really take into account
right.
certain things.
Right.
But I thought this was one of his better. Yeah.
It was not that good.
Of course, you shouldn't. It was a very poor decision to put this song at the end of an album.
He was trying to boost the numbers.
Oh
this was
God.
That's what's funny.
Oh, that's what this was for anyway. So that, I mean, yeah.
That's what. Come on, man.
Oh my,
see the plot.
I just realized.
See
Hello?
The plot. See the plot.
No, I don't know what y'all talking about.
What are you
I
talking about?
Epiphany. The album was called "Might Delete Later," and he deleted it later.
I mean, yeah, everybody's talking about that, but that wasn't the plan. That wasn't
Corny.
The original plan.
But he did.
Corn
he
alert.
Said "Might Delete Later," and he did. I'm not giving him points
Corn
for that, but
field.
I'm just saying, like,
that was children of corn.
Yeah, like he did. You got to give him credit, at least. He did.
That's lame. I'm not giving him
maybe
no credit.
Maybe I am
credit.
Giving him points. Yeah,
you
he
him
just know
many,
he need
yeah.
the...
Yeah, he did delete it later.
He just know he need the K-Dot feature, so he had to shut up.
I don't think
you
he...
You think so?
I
yes.
don't think... No, not in this career he doesn't need. Because
yeah,
a Kendrick Lamar feature...
He'd go number one.
J. Cole don't need nothing,
that,
to be honest.
No. A K-Dot J. Cole go one.
That would.
I don't think so.
That would go crazy.
I think a Kendrick Lamar feature... Okay, Kendrick Lamar. But I think
it
would go... Hold on. I think it would go
right.
what it does because of both of them.
Yeah, star power there.
Kendrick's
you have
more
to
star power than Cole.
We do have to remind the listenership that there was a whole Kendrick Lamar J. Cole album that was apparently being
There was,
on.
And then it just didn't
so,
happen.
I don't want to hear that ever.
Okay.
I don't either.
The point being,
I'm just being
there was an allure with it so that people are going to listen to it anyway
yeah,
just because it exists.
Niggas.
Not to mention there are Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole songs.
There are.
So there's there one are. On Born Center, matter of fact.
Yes.
What was that one again?
Forbidden Fruit.
Yes.
K-Dot just did the feature. He didn't rap. Or he just did the hook. He didn't rap.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
That's how he got his cheat code to a feature.
He only did the hook, which was whack.
So have they rapped together?
I don't know.
Yes, they have. They ready.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled, yeah. J. Cole, Big Crit.
Yeah, but that don't.
That was a long time ago. That was Khaled.
Then there's a Jeezy song that they're on together.
That is true.
There's a Jeezy song they're on together, yeah.
That a Jeezy song?
Yes.
Sir?
Ha ha.
Young Jeezy. Yes, bro.
Ha ha.
Yes. I just did
That's
it.
That's
yes.
right.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
What? Snowman?
I got you, bro. Don't worry about it.
Jeezy, K Dot, and Cole?
Yes,
Big
bro, G's,
not the little.
Yes.
Big G's in this bitch.
Where Jeezy had him?
Listen, he was on
an album. We all heard it. It was called America Dream.
I remember this. No, sir.
And Kendrick sang on it. He didn't rap. So
he
I guess
being
it's only
a dickhead
one.
On the features.
Why they be having him just do that?
Then
Can
they
I get
had,
a verse?
Before that, the my favorite of the two interchanging was the Black Friday thing they did together.
I remember that.
For those who don't know, Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole swapped beats for them to rap on. So J.
Yes.
Cole fucking flopped all over All Right. It was a waste of time. I'm not gonna lie.
Ew.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. That was not good.
Ew.
And it wasn't good. It was a whoa. He
yeah,
fucked
I don't know
up
why
that.
He did that.
Yeah, for I don't know. Did he get a Pharrell feature after that? If he didn't, I know why.
I really
and
don't
then
know.
Kendrick obliterated Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah, of course.
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
People love that.
Yeah, he's bucking on it.
Boy, like,
and
yo,
that's why I like, say, who want a J. Cole Kendrick? So we want to hear Kendrick out rap Cole for 30 minutes?
Well, I don't know if Kendrick. So it's so odd talking about this thing because I'm not. I go back and forth trying to figure out if Kendrick is interested in out rapping people. I think the nigga just be bored sometimes. Who's that?
Shout out to Michael, the GOAT.
What?
It was some music
they're playing,
playing
Michael Jackson.
Oh, they were driving by. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder if he's interested in dissing or interested in out rapping people sometimes because like, if this shit was to really happen, like if the nigga was to fall from the sky with a diss on Friday, like what does it sound like? I don't know what it sounds like. Hmm. I don't know who it's produced by. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he's like,
Team.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Little Maybe cuss. Baby
I
King.
Can see that.
Okay. But yeah. Also, some of his like songs that we jam regularly sound like diss records, like Vent. Yeah. Like that sound like, yeah, you could have dissed a nigga in them verses and it'd been fine.
True.
So I don't know.
How do y'all feel about somebody dissing somebody on a record that's already been made? Like that was supposed to be like just a regular single, but you just decided to make it a diss.
Fuck them niggas. Diss them.
Okay. I mean, hey, fuck I'm
well,
with that.
What I don't know what you mean.
So like Quavo's this, I assume, was a song that was already in fruition. He just was like, let me just take this out the folder real quick and get this done, which is why it has a takeoff feature on it. So I'm like,
I see what you're saying.
I
like,
think
maybe
he just already
was,
had that shit in the
well,
tub.
When you get to that level,
verses.
When you get to that level of song making,
yeah,
a lot of your music is pre-placed stuff, and then you just add your own stuff, like. It's not as organic anymore. Them niggas probably got folders from niggas with unused or half finished or whatever stuff.
Right.
So I can see that. But I don't know. I think that was one of those things that could just fit for anything and probably he didn't have no verses for it.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I've had that sometimes where I've had a beat sitting for forever and something happens and triggers me to have bars for that specific beat. So I don't know.
So that's what I'm thinking. But I mean, is that whack or not? Like, or is it just like, fuck it?
I mean, if you want to talk about using Takeoff, a nigga that just died to diss another nigga who's
it's
alive.
Weird. It's a little weird, right?
I mean, that's intense.
And then people are upset
he's
as well.
He's your nephew, so I mean, I don't know.
People were upset as well because in his verse he talks about shooting Chris Brown and you do it with a song with Takeoff who got shot. People are upset about that whole rigmarole.
That's intense. I don't know. I don't
yeah,
know
a lot
how
to think
about
that
one. That's a choice.
That's a choice.
I haven't been there, so
I haven't
know.
Either, so I have no
and
idea. But
When I'm in demon time like that, sorry to use such a BuzzFeed word. But
you can be on demon time.
But when I'm in that frame of mind to do something like that, I don't know if I'm thinking the best.
That's true.
So,
because if somebody coming at your neck, because that nigga Chris Brown went at his neck.
Yeah, it was bad.
Okay.
It was bad.
Saying all types of stuff, it should have been you instead of Take. I'm like,
yeah,
what
crazy.
The fuck? You just going, you saw you was black.
Well, no,
real
let me
beef.
Be very clear. He told that nigga that niggas are saying. Like,
niggas
he made
are saying
it like
that.
It's a
yeah.
narrative. Like,
it's a real
yo,
beef.
Other niggas are saying that. To me, that sting worse.
That's real beef.
Jesus.
Thank you. Bring back real beef.
That is a real beef. They need to bring up back that series on BET because I used to watch that shit. Did y'all used to watch Beef back in the day on BET?
No.
That's how I learned about like little. It was a weird ass beef between Lil Flip and Nelly. That shit was interesting. I was like, why are y'all?
Hey, Lil Flip and Nelly. I don't think that happened. It did happen. Lil Flip and T.I., which was not little. T.I. got beat up in that one.
No, it was another one on there where it was little.
Shout out to T.I. I don't think I could beat you up. So please,
I can do that Lil Flip.
I do not think I could beat you up. So
power bar.
Oh Lord! Anyway, did y'all hear Kanye's diss? Because you know he came out the
woodwork. Yeah, woodworks. He won. I was gonna say yeah, he won. Kanye's.
And why? What is his obsession with Justin LaBoy? What is that? I hate that. I don't know what that is, but I don't like it. I don't like them together.
You gotta fuck with the
trenders. Justin LaBoy is still trendy. They still talking about him in the streets.
Hey, he's still stealing tweets and posting them on the gram.
That's how he got famous. You got to work with Kanye from stealing tweets and posting them online.
I just want to let you know
I'll do
that
it too. Then that's how I gotta meet.
I guess
every girl's Instagram story that I follow
Justin LaBoy
is. It doesn't necessarily have to be Justin LaBoy. It could just be.
Can we call him LA Boy?
I get my thought off without niggas interrupting me?
I'm sorry, dude. Go ahead.
Every girl's Instagram story is like a blank tweet with like a blank background with a tweet on it. And I feel like he
started that trend. Is that what it was?
So it's like him. The nigga literally changed social media. Cause before that, y'all niggas didn't see memes on Instagram with words on it.
I guess you're right.
At all.
Now it's literally that's every bitch's carousel is.
Justin LaBoy.
One thing I'm gonna do is cry.
It's LaBoy for me.
Yeah.
It's Justin LaBoy. And guess what? Niggas know who I'm talking about too. Exactly.
So
niggas know who I'm talking about.
Is it pronounced LaBoy or LA Boy? I don't know that nigga.
Yes, actually LA Boy, but I'm being an asshole.
Well, a lot of people are from LA, so why would he dub himself LA Boy?
Because he wants to be that nigga. You know, that type of, like, I don't know.
He looked like one of Diddy's kids. He looked like Orlando Brown from That's So Raven.
No, he like Devon. Remember Devon character on
that? That's who he looked like. He does look like Devon. He does look like Devon.
I was in love
right.
with Devon
You're
back
right.
in the day, let me tell you.
So was Raven, shit.
Listen, I get it, girl. But
that nigga did look like that nigga, yeah.
But Kanye's this. So how do you feel about Kanye's this?
He went crazy.
He did.
He didn't fuck with it. That's crazy. You
don't
hear
let
it?
Him ruin it. I want to hear what I want to hear. Shock said.
That's
you,
what he said.
What you said? Let the people know your thoughts and opinions.
Everybody know I fuck with Ye.
Yeah, big Ye.
No.
Can't even think of a Drake line.
No.
Play J. Cole, get the pussy dry. That shit was fire. I'm sorry, dog.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. He went crazy. I'm not gonna hold you.
I ran
crazy.
That back.
He went crazy.
I ran that shit.
It's crazy. It was so many.
It was not.
I ran that shit back three times.
Yo,
I fucked with it.
I thought he was lost, but he was found.
I made
this nigga
the joke.
Got this girl talking about, yo, yay, back. The bars
yes,
is
literally,
back.
Literally.
I was like,
literally.
Bars
is back. Look,
this is the one song. I'm kind of good on it.
This nigga, look, I made the
vultures,
joke.
Nigga.
I made the joke. I heard one of the songs that was supposed to be on Vultures, and he wasn't.
Man, stop
lyrically.
Talking about that song, nigga. Fuck that song.
What you mean?
Fuck that song. That song was whack.
I heard Vultures.
You finally heard it?
Not the song.
All eyes is on me.
Yeah.
That song was good. I like that song. I liked it when it came out.
I like Carnival
too. I was excited.
Jay was dummy on that.
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
I can hear the money coming. I pick up the first ring. And it on a homie.
I've also heard the piece of the Pretty Bitches Just Don't Fall Out the Sky, you know, song.
Don't fall out the sky, you know.
It wasn't good. So, I mean, yeah, it's like 50-50 pretty much.
What?
You see what I'm saying?
Easy, how you doing?
Listen,
how you
but he was pretty good on his
I like Carnival.
Shit.
That sounds cool.
I think I made a joke that if y'all niggas ain't never seen Split, the
Yo,
nigga in
heard?
The movie, like you gotta say the nigga full name and he wake
you
up.
You ain't heard.
All
you ain't heard the song of YG.
He takes the light over all of his person. Why would I listen to a song?
No.
Yo, you're bugging.
We're not listening to 400 in this house.
Yo, 400? Look. Shout out to YG 400. I just
Yo,
don't like your music.
On.
That's a personal taste.
You
sound
a nice guy, actually, but no.
Yo,
a personal taste.
Yo, I'll
never forget. I'll forget what album it was. I'll never forget when somebody said YG played Dress Up so much that he forgot to make a good album.
Ooh.
Yo, y'all hating. YG was
I'll never forget
it.
The infamous album. Y'all killed. Both of y'all killed that album. I think you killed
Which
it
one?
Worse, though. The infamous one. Back. It was like 2014.
My Crazy
I
Life?
Go,
yes.
I need to go back and hear it.
Yes.
I might have been hating.
I didn't like
you
that.
You killed that. You killed
it
real bad.
I
didn't
think it was good.
400. I might have been hating.
You might like YG in 2024.
But also, I'm from Wichita, Kansas. I don't like. I mean, I prioritize like rapping. In my songs, like the nigga, like the West Coast, guy, like they don't. They, it's more about bounce. It's more,
yeah,
about,
it's more about
you know
vibe
and shit like that. So
yeah.
I mean, that's just to be fair. You know what I'm saying? I just it just wasn't for me.
So Jake, so Kanye won his diss against everybody.
I quite enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it was the not. It was
we
the
don't like, yo, what, this, I'm tired
what
of
made
this.
It for me was the Metro Boomin intro.
Oh
of,
yeah,
no, the game, no, we get the hooligans to get, team up.
I swear this nigga, just oh, know I ain't gonna like some yay shit or whatever I like. He gonna be anti it.
Oh yeah. God,
that's where it's that's where
y'all contrarians.
Been at.
Well, he was telling the truth on a lot of that.
That's where we've been at for the past like 3 years.
Come literally,
on, man. Anytime,
that is true,
anytime. No, since Jesus.
Yeah.
I we think, ain't like nothing to say since Jesus.
Yeah, that's actually, true. Yeah, that's that was the fork in the road for sure.
We
that
was always
the
fork in the
road.
Always, yeah.
Bro, we
yeah.
didn't argue that shit to this day.
To this day,
but I will
to this
say,
day, Radio
it's
Raheem,
been like 10 years.
I at least because he was saying a lot of shit on there that was kind of factual on there. So
oh, what?
The Lucian thing?
Yes. That he was
I
your daddy.
Quite, even though we all know that iTunes is capped, it was still the fun thing of. We back number one, we back again, like that shit. Like, yeah. Like, I don't know. I just thought it just sounded like a more clear headed Kanye than I've heard in a while.
Yeah, because if y'all don't know, Lucian Grange owns all the record labels.
I feel
stuff,
like
so
I made the
yeah.
joke in the Discord earlier that if y'all niggas have seen Split, when you got to say the nigga full name to bring him back to the light, I said niggas got to say Drake full name to Kanye. That nigga wake up out of his trance and be
and
like,
start rapping again.
He ain't heard Vultures, so they don't know.
Fuck
they don't know, Chad.
I listened to some of Vultures and it sounded decent. You know, it sounded old. Okay, it sounded mid
size. That shit classic.
Ooh wee!
Yeah, y'all heard
mid-size.
It first.
No,
that
no,
classic.
No. I
it
love
is.
Kanye to death. I
it
love
is.
Kanye to death.
No, you don't.
Let me
no,
tell
you don't.
You,
no, you don't.
No,
you don't.
He just no, been saying, I'm getting on raps and saying bullshit lately. I'm sorry. It just ain't been nothing.
And next. Not on my birthday.
You right. You know
birthday.
What? You right.
Not on my birthday.
You right.
We praising Ye on my birthday, nigga.
When gay is God, God is gay. That I get it. Hey. Yes. Yes.
Look, man.
I already told you who I am, nigga. A god.
Oh, that nigga
come
said
on, turn
that,
up.
Lord.
Yo, he said, yo, you know
that
what?
Nigga
you know,
said the titanium grill, that's a smile on the rocks.
That's crazy.
Bro, come on, he was on that
hole. He was blacking. That's kind
he
of
was,
crazy.
He
crazy.
Was bugging.
Okay.
But he been bugging. But he been bugging. You ain't heard
oh,
it.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, he has. You ain't heard it. Listen. And it's my birthday. We agreeing on this shit today.
I'm gonna let
I don't
want to
hear
today.
That weak ass Kanye album.
Ooh.
You don't even know. You ain't heard it.
I've heard weak ass songs from this Kanye album.
You ain't heard. No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
I just told you three songs I heard.
You ain't.
Only one of them I liked. And one of them is like.
Because you ain't listening.
I like Carnival. That's a good song.
I'm not
Thank
listening.
You.
I heard it, but I'm not
Thank
listening.
Thank you. Yeah, Rich the Kid was on there busting.
Yeah, that was a good song.
I want to make. I want to, just for the sake of conversation, I want to let you know that I have taken plenty of car ride with this man since his album come out. And the only song from this album he has played is this Vulture song. So
because that's the song I'm riding to.
Yeah, that's it, you know? That's the vibe.
That's the song I'm riding to, but
all
I play this shit. I play this shit all the time.
The albums that I listen to, I ride to all the songs on the album. Usually.
I ain't trying to kill you, but you don't drive.
Yeah, I don't drive right
I'm
now.
I'm not trying to kill you like that.
But I did drive, though. I had a car for like a long
you
time.
You did. You did.
I had multiple cars, and I drove long
but
distances.
How, but that's not how I
chose
that's
not
to
have
how
a car.
That's
now.
Not how I play. That's not how
I
play. I
choose
music.
Not to have a car now. But if I did have a car, like if I chose to keep my car.
I said I'm not trying to kill you.
No, no. But I'm just saying.
That's not how I play music, though. I play music.
But if I did choose to keep my car and I choose to drive around, then I would still play all of the songs that are on the albums that I like, not just.
But your type of music consumption, your music consumption is
why I said. Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying though. If you can't visit all of the songs on the album,
I also
driving.
Do. I also do, but the times that we are going places, I be trying to get lit.
I see what you're saying. So that's a better way to say
yeah,
it.
Like,
yeah,
like because
I mean, when I did have my car, I didn't do a whole lot of driving.
Right,
I was
right.
a very point A to point
yeah,
B.
Yeah, you
kind
was going.
Nigga.
Yeah.
I
be
so whipping. I definitely
so,
wasn't. Yeah,
yeah. I be around. So yeah, like nigga, yeah. like you will catch me playing the whole album. Or but like nigga, if you gonna catch me on a 5 minute drive, nigga, all eyes is on
right.
me.
Right. Because I feel like that's kind of a harsh
don't hold my
thing
tongue.
To say.
I did hear that. That wasn't good. The hook was good. Ty Dolla $ign's hook was good.
Oh lord.
Wait on what?
On all
the song
eyes. You did
saying.
Play that. The all eyes
on
is
what?
Me.
The song you sing.
On Vote.
You played that, yeah.
On my birthday?
Niggas want kind of,
oh, my birthday.
Niggas want these raps to be good so
it.
Bad.
On my birthday?
Anyway.
Niggas want these raps to be
listen.
Good so bad. They just don't be.
We burned
on my birthday.
We burned through the list. What else y'all got? Y'all got anything y'all want to bring
I
up today?
I actually had something I wanted to talk about.
Let's
on
go
my
for
birthday.
It. Listen, we going on your birthday, we going to keep it pushing.
What's homegirl name? Anaya? Is that her name?
Anaya?
You know what girl I'm talking about? The I-N-A-Y.
Oh, yeah. I think it is Anaya.
Okay, a shout out to Anaya. April 19th, she dropped an album called Wait, There's More.
Who the fuck?
So, you scouring the internet, you have probably heard a modern day remake of Fantasia Barrino's When I See You. and it has a new bitch singing on it with new lyrics, but it's the same beat. It's got really popular on TikTok.
I don't be on TikTok. I'm old.
TikTok, but filters into Instagram, so I thought maybe in stories and reels, whatever. But maybe. Either way, she's gotten the TikTok fame pretty. That's the best.
She's been around a long time on Instagram.
She has.
Yeah, she's been putting out songs and stuff like that.
I apologize. I can't really pinpoint where she got. I was going to go to her gram.
Okay,
I apologize. I can't really pinpoint. I was just about to go to her gram.
I might be a fan.
I can't pinpoint where I first heard her at because, to be honest with you, I don't be following trends and shit. So I don't really be giving a fuck. If I know that you popping, I'm just not going to tap in. That's just me. But this is what she looks like. She's very pretty. She dropped the album, and it's called Wait, There's More, and I fucking hated it. But I want to talk about why I hated it, because
It's funny, a lot of people love her, for real.
I know.
She's very popular.
I know.
Miss Popular? You're slapped, don't
you? You know, listen.
She making sales.
Well, the main issue that I had, though, was
yes,
that
ma'am.
I wanted to talk about why is this not popping? Am I not spelling this bitch name right?
INA.
Yeah, but I'm on YouTube Music must be like, no, don't show us this bitch because I'm trying to find.
She might not be on YouTube Music.
She is. Her album is up on streaming. Either way, every song was a different genre.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Like a different subgenre, I should say.
Okay.
Like every song.
Every single song was something different.
First song,
you told me about this.
So the first song is a gospel song. Right? The next song. She's got her island song. Then.
Okay.
This is a single that has 1 million views. Okay, you got an R&B song, right? Board
members. Yeah, that's the year to me.
You have your yeah.
Look. When I see
yeah.
You have your trendy modern day version of a throwback song,
which people don't like, actually. By the way,
I hated that. You have your R&B ballad.
So she's just fishing.
Yeah.
She trying to find something.
She got the Doja Cat song.
This is Doja Cat.
It does sound like Doja Cat.
That's not even good, by the way.
So what's this? Your pop song, right?
Oh, she was really fishing.
Oh, this is the... Oh, because she's from New Orleans, so this is her bounce record.
Okay. That don't sound like bounce.
She had one that had like the wop shit in it.
Okay, yeah.
Like, she started the song with, oh, from the 504, whatever the fuck she's from.
Mr. 504.
But either way.
Mr. 305.
I don't like that.
I didn't like it either.
Okay, it wasn't her. But there was someone else who did this where, I don't remember who, but they dropped an album, but you could just tell whether you were on the label or not, y'all was fishing.
Because
it was like you said, this every different genre.
We literally possibly. Just gonna get a beat pack from every nigga that make every style of beat. We can pick our favorite in every folder.
It's TikTok.
I fuck with you. I fuck with the idea because, nigga, I do got a lot. I be getting a lot of bags, but not to the point where I'm gonna drop an album where every song, even though I do feel like Sabotage is like that, there is every song.
I disagree.
I think every song is different.
It's
very fluid.
It's all in the same vein, though.
But that would be the way to do it. I feel like that's
the way
to do it.
And this could be hate. But to me, when I heard it this morning, it sounded like, okay, so this is her pop punk bag. This is her R&B rap bag. This is her R&B ballad bag.
It's
TikTok. It's TikTok.
And this is the dangers of being somebody who sings.
Yeah.
But doesn't have a talent beyond that. Yeah. I'm not saying that she does, but this is the dangers of somebody. It's very telling.
You saying she a puppet.
Do you write songs? Do you do this? Do you do that? Because every song sounded like it was a completely different person to me. Mm-hmm. To me. Especially when the little covers that you've been doing and whatnot have shown so much personality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I hated them, but I hated... Well, that's a lie. I think they're funny. Like the covers that she does. She had one where she sang over P.I.M.P. Mm-hmm. And it was like this weird little thing about like fucking her like baby daddy's
I think they're creative. I just don't
shit.
I don't really like them too much, but they're creative.
I like them because they're creative.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if you hone this and put this into a different medium, it could work.
Yeah.
You just didn't do that. Now I'm just getting you as, you know, well, 1 million view girl.
It's just the same thing. Like, when niggas putting out sped up and slowed up versions automatically out on with their album.
It's for TikTok. I'm not going to kill that.
Okay, tell me why.
I'm not going to kill the sped up speed down.
I mean, that's a clear, I feel like it's a clear
we're not killing the. We're not killing the, just for clarity, we're not killing the sped up, slow down.
No.
We're killing
the reason why they're doing it.
Uploading it to streaming.
Because you're doing it for TikTok purposes.
I'm not
going
to kill them for that.
I'm going to.
Run the numbers up. I'm not killing for that.
But the reason why I'm going to is because it cheapens the art.
That's how I feel.
I don't feel like that.
It's clearly you trying to cloud chase on that.
I will drop the slow version of Robin at some point.
Okay, you're talking about a chopped and screwed version. You're not saying that right now, but you have been talking about a chopped and screwed version for some time. That's
and
not what I'll be.
The timing
to.
Of that for no, me is what it's telling.
I mean, it's where we're at though. I don't really. And
but it's a style of music though. That's a whole genre.
Yeah, it's chopped and screwed.
But even still, I don't really kill people for that. That's not
reason why I do though is because of the fact that your song, you didn't make it sped up. You made it at this tempo. You're only uploading it to streaming because of the fact that niggas have decided to do that for aesthetic on a
thing. I will say this. Work for me. We have the slowed version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's niggas in the comments that say, yeah, this is way better than the regular.
I kill people for the timing.
So
if you do it as soon as the album drops,
that's fair.
There are people who just fuck with that. So I can't. I'm not necessarily mad at it.
Right.
Even though I'm like, nigga,
but
fuck
the
out
reason
here.
Why you uploaded it is because not you, but the reason why people upload the sped up / slow down versions is to
TikTok
monetize
purposes,
because of the TikTokers
I'm
using
not mad
it.
At that.
Yeah.
But the TikTokers are just using it for aesthetic.
Right.
I'm not mad
and
at
so
that.
And so I have to go and sift through your, and I mean, it's not like it's a task, but it's just like, I just got to go to your fucking profile on Apple Music and see, sped up version of the whole SZA album.
And on top of that.
And I'm not mad at that. There's a song that I got, there's a song that I fuck with that I heard the sped up version and then I heard the actual version. I was like, yeah, I fuck with all of these. And I fuck with the slowed down version. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, but there's also a scarcity where like niggas may not like the regular version. There's niggas that just don't
fuck
with the regular version.
There's certain songs that I've heard.
You can't control what niggas like. So
there's certain songs that I like the slow version better than I like the faster version. Or I like the sped up version.
All of us. I like the slow version of Lil Uzi Vert's 20 minutes rather than I like the
I know, which is crazy because nigga, I played the slow version. You like, this shit go. And I'm like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's crazy.
Fuck with this shit.
Yeah.
I said, girl, why you keep calling?
But to my point, and I'm just asking, I don't know this to be true or false, but is that on streaming?
Which?
The slowed version of 20 minutes?
No.
That's all I'm saying.
That wasn't really the wave That wasn't the wave when that
dropped. Yeah, I'm not a problem with existing. I have a problem with the timing.
That album dropped. That album dropped in like 2016.
I don't feel like you should
put. So it wasn't the wave.
I don't feel like you should put out your album and that at the same time. That's where I'm killing it. I'm like, that's really clout chasey to me.
No, because like I'm not really gonna kill a nigga for that because like nigga, it's the label and the label is like, well, this shit is jumping. Like, you don't put it all out.
French Montana got killed because he had like 5 versions of mac and cheese and they were all different sped up versions of it.
The nigga is whoever facilitated the decision. So if it's not the act, then it's whoever decided to do it. It to me is just like, I mean, all right, cool, but like, why don't Apple? I mean, it's just a thought. Why don't Apple just release a function where you can just speed the fucking songs up? Because record players came with the switch where you could slow the record
they
down.
They do.
So, I mean, just give us the version and then these niggas don't have to upload 90 versions of their album.
That's
for niggas to sift through. Oh, this is the all remix version. Oh, this is the.
Yeah, but we always been getting remix versions, so I'm not really sure why.
I'm being facetious when I say the word remix.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
just dropped a remix version. I'm just saying, like, yo, like, all right, my nigga, some shit can be alleviated if you just give the user a little bit more leeway with their music.
Right.
We wouldn't have to have all of this. Because, and don't you think Apple would make a little bit more money? I mean, I know it's like the artist versus.
They're gonna monetize it.
But the labels are making money off of the streaming services any fucking way. So,
Who, yeah. I don't know. I'm not really. Yeah.
But that
really
was what that's what I wanted to bring, because I just thought that shit was just like it was to me. And if anybody got any disagreements, I would love to hear it. But it was glaringly obvious that you were just trying to cover every market. And I know
for
that,
sure, for sure.
And yeah, I know that I just definitely sat in this seat. I don't know if it was last episode or whatever, where I talked about how Beyonce, I feel like she's trying to have an album in every
that
genre.
That was two episodes ago.
Okay. But
either way,
the
right
difference between that is a body of work that you are very genuine to. We
that
are
his ass too.
Which, oh, which one? Anyway, I mean, because that's the thing. If you pick any of them, one of them is going to be for you.
Cowboy
one of them is going to be for you, though.
Baby, stay out of there.
Anyway, we
okay, that's not
that.
Okay, well,
get
either way,
on top again, baby.
Yeah, either way, yeah, because yeah, that's cap. But either way,
I love that
she has four albums I'm referencing though. More, but I'm saying you have a country record, you have a rap record with Hov, you have a million and one R&B albums, you have a pop album,
a rap,
you have
record,
a dance rap. But the, you sat down, it's
no,
more effort
mostly
to do that, and none of that shit sounded phoned in to me.
No, it didn't.
All of that shit sounded like she genuinely wanted to make all of that music.
For sure.
A lot of this shit on this Anaya album sounded like templates. Yes. Like it sounded like a nigga just gave you a beat and yeah, let's do this version.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I could do that all day.
Yeah.
Very easy. We got shout outs today, y'all. We'll be shouting out.
Damn. We ain't shout out the hoes in a minute. Shout out the hoes. We love y'all.
Thank you. Come on, man.
Anyway,
thank
I'm gonna shout out. Shout out to Cookie Store.
Shout out.
That's
Sandy.
A fact. Shout out to Cookie Store.
Period.
Shout
what
out
else
to all
we
these
got
bots following me. Get the fuck on, man.
Listen, get clear the bots. That's my shout. Shout out to the Cookie Store. Shout out to Sammy. Shout out to Shock on your birthday.
Hey,
happy birthday to
up.
Shock. All that.
Shock, you turn me up.
Shock, you got some. You got some shout outs today on your B day.
Damn, well, I got. Yeah, it's my B day. I'm going last.
Okay, excuse me. Okay, Maurice, Reese. What is your shout out?
Since this podcast does not care about battle rap, we will talk about OTFMZ. Shout out to OTFMZ for keeping me abreast of what's going on in battle
rap.
That's a
hilarious word.
I would like to send a shout out to My Verse and Danny Myers. They just battled.
Okay.
apparently, this was an independent something to where I guess they own the battle. It's on her site.
Love that.
You can pay $3 and watch the battle.
Shout out to her.
I would like to say respectfully, I never in my life wanted to see My Verse battle Danny Myers, so I'm not gonna watch that. But shout out to her.
Shout
for
out to her
that
for monetizing that and getting her money.
I would also like to shout out Fonz and Charlie Clips. They just
no,
battled.
We not shout out Charlie Clips. We not shout out Charlie Clips. We shout out Fonz.
We are awaiting
no Charlie Clips.
We are awaiting information on funeral arrangements for Charlie Clips.
That's hilarious.
No, he already died.
The burial site.
You are funny.
Where are you from?
This man
where
really
where
dead,
from?
Y'all.
Where the tombstone from?
No,
I don't know. Probably
from
Jersey.
Actually, don't know.
He's from Harlem.
Well, we go. Yeah. Hey, ASAP. We need.
Not ASAP.
We need six Fonz, ASAP niggas to carry Charlie Clips.
It was a one-rounder. Fonz completely destroyed Charlie Clips. It was bad.
Charlie Clips has not battles. Been rapping. He been dead for about 2 years.
He's got Easy the Block Captain in a few weeks.
He finna get murdered. Or he not showing up.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah, that's going to be bad. That's
well,
going to be really
yeah
bad.
He's going to show up and do good against Easy. And then
no,
he's
going
to forget that he had two shit
no,
battles right before. But, yeah. So there's that. Those
he
are
not,
my shout-outs.
He not showing up. Yo, I'm not shouting out Charlie Clips.
Okay. Who are you shouting out today?
I'm shouting out my motherfucking self, niggas. My B-Day, nigga. I'm teed up, nigga.
Yeah.
Shout out to Vince.
Yes.
Shout out to heckin' Philly, nigga.
Yeah.
Shout out to me, nigga. It's me, nigga.
Shout out to you always.
It's me, nigga.
Listen, yeah. I love to see it. Met
shout
this nigga
out to the Trony, nigga.
When
it's
this nigga
me,
was
nigga
19 years old. Crazy.
Thank you, nigga. Hey, turn me up, nigga. Yeah,
listen,
thank you.
Listen, I've been around.
Yeah.
So, shout out to you. I'm really happy that,
yeah,
you know, we didn't progress
shout out
to this
Pep,
moment.
Nigga.
Shout out to Pepper.
What's good?
Shout out to Pepper Depper.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Nah, she good. Let her chill. Let her rock.
Let her cook.
Yo, it's me, nigga. It's my motherfucking birthday, nigga.
I love it.
Yeah, I got a little
turn
saucy.
Turn up, Patron.
Yo, shout out to Casamigos.
Casamigos.
I was fucking with that all the past week, nigga.
I love Casamigos so good.
We bit, nigga. Since when?
Listen, you don't know what I do.
I'm a big hater. I don't. Yo, yeah, the Casamigos rep got me teed up, nigga. Like,
yeah,
I'm fucking with that. I remember when that shit was $20.
Yeah, it's more expensive now.
It's $60 a bottle.
I hate niggas. I hate when y'all discover stuff. That's all I'm gonna say. I hate when y'all discover. I like to gatekeep.
I copped it though.
Good for you. Listen, okay. Listen, big money, not the little.
Hey, the check.
Not the little.
Hey,
big
check
money
coming in.
Listen, women.
So, So
he's available.
Shout out to me, nigga. Shout out to my birthday, nigga. It's me, period. Nigga.
Yes.
I really rap.
You do. I do. I think stream Rodman, actually.
Go stream it, because I might name the album that. Shout out to Raelio, because Raelio got an album called Rodman, too.
Shout out to Rael G.
R-D-M-N.
The exact same out. Way you spell it. Sheldon doing the artwork.
I told him I sell an album right now. Anybody can buy the album right now. 10 bands.
10 bands.
You can buy the album Rodman right now. You can buy Sabotage for 50.
Okay. I thought like those are good prices.
Rodman need to be sold for more.
Anyway, y'all, we out this bitch. It's damn, your girl, it's really been Morgan Alexis, X in the building.
Yeah, we didn't get the intro today. Mm-hmm. We did not
get you that. Came in and just wrecked shop, but continue.
Hey, and this your boy, Maurice Anthony, got that?
Maurice.
At the knees.
I got pepper, y'all got it.
Okay, hey, all right, y'all.
Me. It's me, nigga. I'm up, nigga. It's my birthday, nigga. Hey, one last shot for the motherfucking pod, nigga.
Yes.
It's us.
It's us and only us.
It's us and then it's
fuck
them.
Fuck a big three. It's big us. Bye, y'all.
I should bug out and say, fuck these niggas. Fuck motherfucking you know who, nigga.
All right, bye, y'all. See you later. Bye-bye.
I was just playing.
See y'all later. This nigga